Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know, you play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle.
Have we got a show for you?
Celery, gotta be
vegetables. Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen
vegetables.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour
vegetables. There's never ever 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 finished like vegetables.
Kids, and welcome to VeggieTales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we're here to answer your questions.
Yep.
Well, I think you're really going to like this show. We got a letter from Caleb Whittier in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Bob?
Yeah?
How come you always get the letter?
What?
Why is it that you always read the letter? I mean, what if somebody wrote a letter to me?
Well, I guess if you got a letter, you could read it. But this letter says...
Great! Well, kids, this week we got a letter from Elijah Castillo in San Antonio, Texas. And Eli writes, can I call you Eli? Thanks. Eli writes, Dear Larry.
Oh, wait a minute, Larry. I don't mean to be rude, but Caleb here has a problem, and I was all prepared to do a story to help.
Well, little Eli has a question, too, and it's just as important as Caleb's.
Fine, Larry. What is Elijah's question? And it better be a good one, because I have a story already.
Oh, it is. You see, Eli says here that there's a bully in his school, and...
A bully?
Yeah, you know, a kid that's real mean to all the other kids.
I know what a bully is, Larry.
Then why'd you ask?
Well, it's just that Caleb wrote about the same thing.
Wow, that's one busy bully.
Well, it's not the same bully.
How do you know?
Well, I don't, but...
But you seem so certain.
Well, I am certain.
How do you know?
Well, Larry, it's just highly improbable, statistically speaking, that one bully is bothering two kids 500 miles apart. I mean, sometimes being certain of something just means highly probable. Highly probable!
Bob, instead of talking about this, wouldn't it be a better idea to answer the question?
You're right, Larry.
I mean, being bullied is a big problem.
You're right, Larry.
I think we should show the kids what God says to do about bullies, don't you?
Well, that's what I... Oh, man.
Roll film!
I swing from the trees with the greatest of ease. I'm dashing and debonair. For this is Sherwood, and I'm Robin Hood with my bow and my trusty arrow. We bring all the poor some food and much more.
We get it all for free.
All bad guys beware, for they wouldn't dare cross swords with a hero like me. So come with me, merry men, as we hide out in Sherwood Glen. We protect all we can across the whole land. There are none who are braver than we. So come with me, merry men, as we hide out in Sherwood Glen. We protect all we can.
Attacked all I can across the whole land. What are you doing on my playground?
Your playground? Nobody owns
this. Hey! If I say this is my playground, then it is my playground.
Sure, sure, this is your playground.
Aw, is little Junior scared? Well, you should be. From now on, no one is allowed to play here unless I say so. You got it?
Sure, I've got it.
And that goes for all of you. If I catch any one of you even stepping foot in here, you'll get what Junior here got. And worse, get it? So get out of here before I pound on all of you.
Have you ever been pounded?
A cousin of mine was. He's soup now.
Bye-bye, Junior.
Hey, we're all heading to Laura's house to play. You want to come?
No, thanks.
Her mom's making cookies.
No.
Don't worry about it, Junior. He's just a big old bully.
I know.
Want me to tell your mom or dad?
No, I'm fine. There's nothing to tell. You could tell Gordon he doesn't own the playground. That's what I'd tell him if I were bigger.
Where's Junior? Without my star player, we haven't got a prayer. He's here. Get that man a helmet. Junior, we're down 200-0 with only 2 minutes to play. Where were you?
There were lives to be saved, Coach.
Well, what can he do in just 2 minutes?
Just watch him.
Just get me the ball.
3, 1,
John! 4, 18, Mike!
You are. What were you doing up there?
Oh, just thinking. What's up?
I wanted to make sure you were all right.
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, Gordon's awfully big.
Aw, he doesn't scare me.
He doesn't?
What's the worst he can do? Sit on me? He already did that, and I barely felt it.
Then do you think we could go back to the playground someday?
I'd go back today if you guys wanted to. He's probably gone by now anyway.
You'd face up to Gordon?
Like I said, he doesn't scare me.
That's fantastic! I'll go tell everybody.
I'm toast.
You are toast.
Not yet, I'm not.
You are warm bread cut on a diagonal that is subsequently spread with butter or jam.
We'll see about that.
A variety of toast selections are wheat, white, sourdough.
Now the question is, where am I? Welcome to the planet Sandboxian. Population, one big bully. Leave now or you're toast. Space Command, this is Junior Spaceman. I have landed on the designated planet and will now seek out the dreaded bully monster.
Roger that, Junior Spaceman. Be careful. We've already lost several good men on this mission.
Will do. Over and out.
Yep, he's toast.
Out of the frying pan and into the toaster!
Gizmo!
Aha!
Take this, you intergalactic bully! Yes, once again, Junior Spaceman saves the universe! Thought you could sneak up on me, eh? Oh, hi, Dad. Just playing in the old sandbox.
So, who did Junior Spaceman vanquish today?
Mount Gordon, a big old bully on a playground far, far away.
Far, far away, huh?
Yeah, when you were a kid, were you ever afraid?
Oh, you bet. I wasn't always the strapping specimen that I am today.
Dad.
I remember there was one guy in my class who always picked on me.
What did you do?
Oh, I tried ignoring him, hiding from him, hoping he would go away. But he just kept picking on me until finally I faced up to him.
You did? What happened?
Oh, he pounded me. But after that, I was never bothered again because he knew I wasn't afraid of him. Junior, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of courage. So if I were Junior Spaceman, I'd stand up for myself.
But what if he pounds me? Him.
Well then, you turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek?
Sometimes a spaceman's just gotta do what a spaceman's gotta do. And remember, son, God's rules don't just work down here. They also work on playgrounds far, far away.
Laura says you're going to go back to the playground.
Well, I...
Are you crazy? He'll squish you like a pea. What do you want to be, Soup?
Well, are we going or what?
He's probably not even at the playground anymore. Come on.
He's not here.
See? What did I tell you?
Hey! Hooray! Way to go, guys!
Why, if it isn't Junior and his peewee friends. What did you do? Come back for a second helping of pounding?
God gives me courage, not fear. Gordon! Gordon? No one owns this playground. It's big enough for all of us to share.
You tell him, Junior!
Hey, when I'm done pounding him, I'm coming after you.
You're not helping.
So, little boy, who's going to make me share my playground?
I can't make you do anything. If you're gonna pound me, go ahead. But what's it gonna prove? That you're 3 times bigger than me? But no matter what you do, it's not gonna stop me. I'll be back tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that, and you'll have to beat me up every day, because I'm not afraid of you. Or you could just stay here and play with us. There's plenty of room for everybody.
You know what I think? I think I'm going to enjoy beating the living daylights out of you every day.
Then you'll have to beat me up, too.
And me.
And me.
And me, too!
Ah, this is lame. I don't even like this lousy old playground. I'm going home to play video games.
Am I Soup yet?
Open your eyes. We won!
Yay! We did it! And finally we can play again! You think he'll ever come back?
Well, if he does, I hope it's because he wants to be friends.
You were really brave, Junior.
Well, sometimes a guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do. From the trees with the greatest of ease, I'm dashing and debonair.
For he's Robin Hood, he does what is good,
staying true to the straight and the narrow. Never I fear when bullies come near, threatening to flatten me. I stand for what's right, I know not to fight, but show courage and bravery. Oh, come with me, merry men, and we'll sing it all.
it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song.
Got the munchies on that fateful night, round 8 o'clock. So I phoned in a pizza for delivery. But I had a feeling that something wasn't right, because I waited for hours and no pizza. I set the table with a paper plate. How would I know that it'd be late? It's taken so long, where could it be? Had a 30-minute guarantee. Pizza Angel, please come to me. Tomato sauce and cheese so gooey. Pizza Angel, I'm on my knees. You're my number one pie from Sicily. Did it get lost? Did they just forget? Should I have ordered on the internet? Ready for dinner? Now I'm not so sure. I think my soda's room temperature. Pizza Angel, please come to me. Tomato sauce and cheese so gooey. Pizza Angel, I'm on my knees. And don't forget to add my favorite anchovies. I was concerned for my delivery. 8 little slices of heaven for me. Can't stop thinking it will make me smile when I taste my first Chicago style. Door in expectation, but it was the saddest sight I ever saw. I could still smell the sweet aroma of deep dish goodness, but the box was empty.
Your house number was broken, so I couldn't find you. I was getting kind of hungry, so I ate your pizza. Sorry about that. You don't need to tip me or anything.
Please come to me. Tomato sauce and cheese so gooey. Pizza Angel, I'm on my knees. You'll live forever in my memory. Pizza Angel, please come to me. Tomato sauce and cheese so gooey. Pizza Angel, I'm on my knees. I will miss you for eternity.
I'll never forget you, Pizza Angel.
Minnesota Q calling Martin. Come in, Martin. I can't see anything. Are there any landmarks around here?
Nothing, Minnesota. The satellite imagery is pretty fuzzy. I'm getting a glare. Use your cap to shield the screen.
Martin, it's not a cap. It's called a fedora.
You just keep a sharp eye out. This is an important find for the Children's Museum.
Martin?
Yeah?
Is there anyone else up here?
No. That mountain is totally uninhabited. Hey, Minnesota, I think I found something. Look over by the rock to your left. You see anything?
I'm on it.
The golden carrot nose of the indomitable snowman of the north. Oh, man. I got it, Marty. No worries.
Open Minnesota. I forgot to mention something.
Professor Rattan.
Once again, Mr. Cucumber. Finders keepers.
Minnesota, I forgot to tell you, be careful. The snowman might be a little unstable.
I had it, Martin. The golden nose of the indomitable snowman of the north was in my hands.
It's okay, Minnesota. You did your best.
Then he was there.
Forget about Professor Rattan. Our children's museum will be fine. We'll get some stuff for the display soon.
He's taken away all my greatest finds ever since the second grade. Remember when he took Salvador's dolly? That hurt. And just to sell it on the internet.
Rattan's just a big bully, Minnesota. You have to ignore his type and go on with your life.
It all started when he switched the gummy worms in my lunch with it.
I know, real worms.
But I didn't find out till after I ate them. As long as that bully is out there, I'm not searching for anything again. I'm staying right here.
Mr. Cucumber.
Yeah?
I'm with the New York Parks and Recreation Department, and I have an emergency with which only you can help.
Talk to the tomato. I don't go out anymore.
Just give him some space. Oh, what seems to be the trouble?
We at the NYPNRD believe that a rogue Canadian group of barrel makers have launched an attempt to take both sides of Niagara Falls.
Both sides? But they have the best side already.
I thought you were sulking.
Dastardly, isn't it?
Well, how can they do this?
Oh, they can't yet. They aren't strong enough. But their leader is looking for an item that will empower them beyond belief.
I thought other Canadians liked us.
What are these barrel makers looking for?
They are searching for none other than the legendary hairbrush of Samson.
You're kidding. The Samson?
What? Who's Samson?
Who's Samson? Samson was none other than the strong man in the Bible. God used him to fight against the Philistines who were bullying the Israelites.
A strong man that fought bullies, huh?
Didn't you ever go to Sunday school?
Well, what's the deal with the hairbrush?
Well, the story goes that Samson's amazing strength came from his long hair.
Well, kinda. It was really...
And when Samson's hair was cut, he lost his strength. This hairbrush is believed to be the very same that was used during the infamous shearing. So these rogue Canadians believe that whoever has possession of the brush will also gain Samson's amazing power.
But if I find the brush first, I'll have the power. Then I can stop Rattan from bullying everybody.
Be careful, Minnesota. This isn't a chance to try to get even with Rattan, you know. It's more important than that.
It would be a lovely addition for your children's museum. You are our last hope, Mr. Cuke.
I may have blown the nose caper, but this time I'll have the goods on Professor Rattan. I'll go.
But Minnesota, where are you going to start?
There's only one person who would know about a brush this important.
But Min, she isn't an archaeologist anymore. She gave it up when...
Martin, I'm going out for ice cream. Hello, Julia.
Minnesota Cuke. I always knew that someday you'd come walking through my door.
It's been a long time. Look, I need a couple things from you, Julia. First, a chocolate Malta.
Malt.
Right, chocolate.
No, it's malt, not Malta.
What?
Malt is a dessert, Malta is an island.
But with an Italian accent, they're both the same. I'm looking for clues, Jules.
You're not the clueless type.
I'm on the trail of a hairbrush.
Same song, second verse.
It's a special brush. Belonged to a fella goes by the name of Samson. You heard of it?
I've heard there are a lot of guys after this brush. It's too dangerous, Cuke. Stay out of it.
And let those Canadians take over? No way. Somebody's gotta stand up for the little guy.
You're asking for trouble, Cuke. All right. Try this address, 206 Via de Cortes de Pelo. There's some fellas there who might help.
I knew I can count on you.
Yo, Cuke. You forgot your malt.
I didn't order it for me.
You need something to go, Cuke? Oh, what'll it be, sir?
I'll have what your friend was having. The address, please.
I'll never tell you.
Oh, I think you will.
Okay, Martin. I got an address. 206 Via de Cortes de Pelo.
I'm on it. And I have more information about Samson for you.
Spill it.
Well, God wanted Samson to be extra special, so Samson had to make certain promises to God.
Promises?
Yeah, he couldn't touch dead things, eat grapes, or cut his hair.
That's weird.
But Samson didn't always keep his promises very well. You see, one day...
Okay, Martin, could you hurry this up? I need you to find that address for me.
But, Minnesota, there must be a mistake. I can't find that address anywhere in Malta.
I must have got it wrong. I'll go back and check. You all right?
I didn't tell Cuke.
Didn't tell what?
There was a man. He wanted to know about the brush, but I didn't tell him anything.
The Canadians! We gotta find that address. Is it nearby?
Cuke, we're going to Seville.
Hey, Figaro! Find my best razor. You been using my razor again? Why I want to use your razor, Leo? My razor suits me just fine. I'm just saying, I can't find my razor, and you the only other one here.
So you're positive that guy was Canadian?
I can't be sure. He didn't look Canadian.
Hey, buongiorno, mi amici. Have a seat right here. So sorry, signora. We only do the man's hair.
Leo?
Hey, Figaro. Look who's back. Hey, Leo, what do you know? Mia piccola farfalla. How you been, Julia? You been eating well? You look thin.
What's the matter, you? She looks great. Che bella, no?
Of course she looks so wonderful, you meatball. I only mean she's
look, a... Look, fellas. We came here to ask you about something.
No problemo, bambina. What do you want to know?
Hey, Pazan. I believe she's talking to me.
I never said
maybe this was a bad idea. Are you sure these are the guys I need to talk to?
Of course. Go ahead. Ask.
Gentlemen, I need to know about a hairbrush. Samson's hairbrush.
He's okay.
But fellas, I don't need a...
Remove his cap.
It's not a cap. It's a fedora.
You just sit down and listen to Figaro and Leo. La Spazzola di Samson. The hairbrush of a Samson. She's not a drink to be trifled with, you know?
Maybe your girlfriend forget to tell you. Figaro and I are la fratellanza della Spazzola.
The brotherhood of the hairbrush.
For centuries, our papas and our papas' papas have protected the secret of the whereabouts of the brush.
We cannot let it fall into the wrong hands. Capiche?
Yeah, I capiche.
Why you want La Spazzola di Samson?
I need to find the hairbrush before the Canadians do. They plan to use its power to take over both sides of Niagara Falls.
Mamma mia, no! Well, don't you worry, my friend. The hairbrush is somewhere safe where nobody but nobody will ever, ever find her.
Where?
Down, down, down. Underneath the city. There are secret catacombs.
Catcombs? I'm not looking for a comb. It's a
bro. No, not catacombs. Catacombs!
And down in these ancient catacombs, there is a secret chamber. And in the secret chamber lies the one and only Spazzola di Samson. See, Samson's a hairbrush. She lies safe.
But what if somebody finds the catacombs?
Nobody can find the catacombs, silly mozzarella. Not without this map.
Cuke, it's him!
Nobody follows me, understand? Especially you, Minnesota Fluke! Once again, you lose, worm eater!
Let me out of the chair! Hey, Figaro! 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 Figaro!
Mamma mia!
He's gonna get the hairbrush first! I gotta call Martin. Martin? Martin?
I'm here, Cuke. What's wrong? Did you get a haircut?
Never mind that. Where's the park guy?
Huh? He was here a second ago. I guess he slipped out. Tell me, what's going on?
Good, he wouldn't want to hear this anyway. It's bad news, Martin.
Would you just tell me already?
He was here, Martin. And he's after the brush.
Who?
Professor Rattan.
Okay, now don't panic, Minnesota. Remember, he's a bully. We can deal with him.
Just a bully? He's more than that. He's my enemy!
Calm down. The Bible says we should love our enemies.
Love?
love our enemies.
Everybody can't go around all the time trying to get even. That would leave the whole world in a mess. Let's just figure out what to do next.
I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Martin. I'm gonna get that brush first, and I'm gonna use its power to defeat all the bullies in the world. I'm gonna teach them a lesson they'll never forget.
But Minnesota!
See you in the funny papers, Martin. All right, where are those catacombs?
I'm glad you ask. We have a shortcut.
Let's go.
Too dangerous, Jules. I gotta go alone.
Be careful, Cuke.
It's the story of Samson. I'm on the right trail. What a guy. What's this all about? Samson lost his strength after a haircut? Poor fella. Samson's hairbrush.
Congratulations, Mr. Cuke.
Professor Rattan.
Make this simple, Mr. Cuke. Please, hand over the hairbrush.
Why would I do that? I have the brush. I have the power.
Really?
Of course. Watch.
What's wrong? You have no hair.
What?
You have no power because you have no hair.
But...
Now please, Mr. Cuke, if you will just hand over the brush.
Never, Rattan. I won't give it to you, or the Canadians, or anybody. It's mine.
Oh? But I think you will.
Cuke! Julia! Mr. Parkman! You saved Julia! Thank you! I didn't know
that... Oh, no, Minnesota. He works for me. You see, it was you, Minnesota, who told me the address of the barbershop. And you who led us straight to the brush. It's a simple trade, Minnesota. The brush for the girl.
Don't do it, Cuke.
Trade. Get away with this, Rattan!
Everyone says that, but I always do. Goodbye!
We have to stop him!
Why?
Because he's a bully, Jules. I gotta get even with him. Why, if it's the last thing I do, I'll track him down and repay him for every time he's been mean to me.
You've changed, Cuke. You don't care about the hairbrush anymore. Now you only want to get even. I don't like that in you, Cuke. You're nothing but a bully.
Julia, I'm sorry. You're right, Julia. Being mean back to a bully just makes me a bully too. But it's too late now. I can't do anything. That you, Martin?
Cuke! Cuke! I've been trying to get a hold of you! You'll never guess!
The park guy isn't from New York. He's really working for Professor Rattan, who's been following me this whole time. And I don't think there really is a rogue band of Canadian barrel makers. They made that whole thing up to trick me. Now Rattan can rule the world because he's got all the power.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, no. Cuke, that's what I've been trying to tell you. The brush doesn't have any power.
But the Bible said that Samson's hair was his...
The Bible said that God gave Samson his power, not his hair or his hairbrush.
But what about the haircut that made him lose his strength?
That wasn't about his hair, Min. Samson lost his strength because he didn't keep his promise to God. And the best part is that God gives us strength, too.
What?
Yep. He gives us an even greater power than Samson's, the power to love our enemies and even be kind to them.
This isn't gonna be easy, but I know what I gotta do. Ready?
You bet.
Hold it right there, Atan.
What? How did... Stand back! I have a brush, and I know how to use it!
You think he's crazy enough to try something?
You betcha.
Canadians!
No, 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 my friend. They're good guys. We call it the cavalry.
Yeah! Nobody comes to the rescue better than the Royal Canadian Mounties, eh? Get him!
Ha! There's nothing you can do against the power of Samson's hairbrush!
But it has no power.
You know nothing. Of course it has power. Watch! It doesn't work. What's wrong?
Check the batteries, perhaps.
It doesn't have any power. Never has.
Just you wait. I'll be back.
Wait. Why are you taking him away?
Well, because
he stole a hairbrush.
He stole a hairbrush, eh?
No, he didn't. I traded him for it.
You mean...
Yep, you can let him go.
Now's our chance. Let's go.
No, wait. This doesn't make sense. No one has ever been kind to me. Why did you do that?
Because God gives us the power to love everybody, even our enemies. Here, you drop this.
I don't think I want it after all.
Sure you do. Look, you can use it to cover up that little bald spot you're getting.
Ooh, nice.
Hey, I'm sorry for everything I've done. I think I'm gonna like being friends.
What an adventure! And Professor Rattan let you keep the hairbrush after all!
Well, he didn't need it since he gave up that whole world domination thing.
I'm just glad it all worked out.
You know, Cuke, I never got to tell you.
What's that, Jules?
I'm real proud of the way you handled that bully.
Aw, Julia.
Moose Lake Children's Museum. Yes? What? It is? Sounds dangerous. Well, let me ask him. Hey, Cuke, think you can find Noah's umbrella?
Where's my cap?
It's called a fedora.
I'm on my way.
Wow, that sure was fun.
Yeah, and exciting.
I hope you liked it too, Caleb. Oh, and Eli.
You know, I think he prefers to be called Elijah.
Well, how do you know?
Highly probable.
Well, we're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we learned today.
And so what we learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in his book.
Why don't you like that song, Bob?
You
see, we know that God's word is for everyone. And now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
I do like it. It's just that...
Not now, Bob. It's time to talk about the lesson. Today we learned that there are bullies everywhere, and sometimes you can't do anything to change them.
And no matter what, God doesn't want us to try to get even. That just makes us bullies, too.
But God does want us to love them. And like Junior learned, it's a good idea to talk to your mom or dad.
That's right. Well, let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today.
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. Wow, that doesn't sound easy.
No, it isn't. But just like in the story, God has given us the power to do good to those who aren't good to us.
Which just goes to show you,
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Well, it's time to go now. See you next time.
Goodbye!
We'll be right back.
was born. Running through the desert just ahead of the storm. Swimming across a river, jumping through the trees. Rolling down the canyon, stirring up a breeze. Handsome as a movie star, fearless as a lion. Totally outrageous, a hero for all times. Got it all together, got it figured out. Now let me tell you who I'm talking about. Minnesota Cupid, Minnesota Cupid. Headed for adventure, looking for the truth. Brave as a grizzly, looking danger right in the eye. Minnesota Cupid, Minnesota Cupid. Searching for a treasure, trying to find a proof. He's a whip snapping, make it happen, straight shooting kind of a guy. Minnesota Cupid, Minnesota Cupid. Headed for adventure, looking for the truth. Brave as a grizzly, looking danger right in the eye. Yeah! Minnesota Cupid, Minnesota Cupid. Searching for a treasure, trying to find a proof. He's a whip snapping, make it happen, straight shooting kind of a guy. Now he's a whip snapping, make it happen, straight shooting kind of a guy. Talking about cute here. Oh, he's the coolest cucumber around.